Welcome to Men in Charge in Briefs. I'm Scott Herrick.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today's episode is sponsored by Fish in a Can, for when you want to eat greasily over the sink.
Once the listener has listened today, what's next on the agenda?
The implicit question that serves as the premise of the episode.
Mail it in to us, and if they're right,
they could win a valuable prize.
And now it's time to join Morag Woden and Bletchley Tannhauser, who are, that's right, trapped like rats. They're in a deep cylindrical cell with featureless steel walls that can't be climbed. Every day.
Huh. I never liked that announcer. Nice quality speaker, though.
We walked off set and now damaged others' equipment. Now our devious and umbral captors must know we're monkeying around with the inner works of the talk shows.
And just who are you two again?
Todd Chapelboom and Carla Dennis. Of course, she's Carla, obviously.
So is this a kind of parallel universe?
No, more like adjoining suites.
Let me explain. Your interview show set slash inescapable prison is Trapped Like Rats, right? You blasted through the wall to our set slash inescapable prison, cornered like lemmings.
Yes, this Radio Shack mazer outperformed all expectations. Now we can grow our underground army of mazer-wielding resistors.
But we were just about to introduce our guest star for today.
Did he just say underground army?
Guest star? Let me reckon. Ernest Borgnine, Ruth Buzzy.
Warning, you're dating yourself, Army Akimbo.
Akimbo? What is the deal with those overdeveloped forearms?
Oh, you might remember me from seasons 25 and 26 of the original Trap Like Rats. I used to bend tin with my bare hands. I'm back!
And I'm Bletchley Tannhauser. I used to own a pet shop with any imaginable pet that could fit in a cage, crate, or terrarium. I've been trapped like a rat for weeks.
That irony is not just delicious, it's nutritious.
Morag's a hedge fund derivatives trader. She's been trapped for longer than me.
Serves her right. It's a kind of usury. But hey, I have a map of this diabolic complex of torture chambers slash green rooms that I just found. But it's in code.
That's not code. Those are words.
Aha! That's what I've been missing. The map is all in the words.
No, that's what we call a radio script. Shut up while I read it.
15 minutes later...
I've read over Army's so-called map made out of words of this complex. It's hard to read because it's on the back of a Pizza Hut children's menu. But notice what was on the front of that kid's menu.
What, the crossword? Hey, somebody used a Crayola to write in letters. Letters that spell, I hate humans. Wowza!
That is one disturbed child.
No, don't you see?
The bad guys use Crayolas, so what? Who doesn't?
No, we've been imprisoned by one powerful being, not several. Obviously, it's powerful enough to do this crossword without getting any of the clues right. And it's not the least bit human.
And that's a great cliffhanger to end today's Trap Like Rats / Cornered by Lemmings. Tune in next time when we finally discover the secret of which prisoners use deodorant and which won't.
Twitch Thistle from Saratoga Springs, Pennsylvania asks, why won't my remote work on my in-laws' television set?
That's wrong. Other people who aren't as prone to error are our cast. Tony Flynn, Sarah O'Hare, Deborah Marlowe, Davis G. Hill, Scott Herrick, and Kevin Decker. This episode was written by Kevin Decker.
And we'd also like to thank the only man who has figured out what giant chocolate rabbits have to do with the resurrection, Brian Lindsay.
And remember, don't be a fascist.